Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
I'm assuming readers have heard about and or even read at least some of the emails that were released the other day under the Freedom of Information Act related to Dr. Anthony Fauci. They're quite revealing, and they should be widely disseminated. They prove Fauci lied many times about masks, vaccines, and quite possibly the virus itself. Now, as expected, Fauci is claiming things that are being taken out of context. So he's saying, oh, no, that's out of context. That doesn't mean that. But from my reading of many of them, it appears that at the very least, Fauci lied to the public on numerous occasions regarding, for instance, the efficacy of masks. It's also clear that though medical doctors told Fauci in emails about the use of medications that would help protect people against the CV-19 virus, instead of the vaccine, for instance, instead of promoting these things, Fauci downplayed hydroxychloroquine and other treatments to push a vaccine that really, for all intents and purposes, is just gene therapy. Now, in one very potentially shocking email, and I've got pictures and links, of course, in the transcript, which is dated March 11th, 2020. Yes, that is 2020, not March 2021. We learn how the CV virus may have been created. Notice the very first line of the email, if you look at that picture, from a person whose name has been redacted. It says this: this is how the virus was created. And apparently, it goes on to discuss the process by which they created it, and they used HIV to create it. Now, unless this particular HIV refers to something else entirely, it most likely refers to the human immunodeficiency virus, which causes AIDS and is usually fatal. This, essentially, and quite possibly, is the recipe used to create CV-19 designed to kill or harm people and create havoc throughout the world. Now, at the same time, this could all be smoke and mirrors. Who really knows? There are a number of articles out there that are kind of trying to debunk this stuff, and they may have a good point. But who knows, really? Maybe Fauci is being sacrificed and blamed. But what's coming? We don't really know. Now, gain of function, which is biological research aimed at increasing the virulence and lethality of pathogens and viruses so that it more easily affects human beings, was used to enhance the virus, according to numerous emails. Fauci originally denied knowing anything about gain of function being used at the Wuhan lab and that his organization did not fund that. Though he did admit funding the Wuhan lab itself, but not gain of function. Later, he tried to ensure lawmakers on the Hill that if gain of function was used, it was used according to the law. Now, as can be expected, the left, including MSM, refuses to call Fauci out on any of these emails, claiming that, you know, he's really a hero to America. Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, calls for a criminal investigation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I've got that link to his YouTube in the transcript. So Fauci knew, back in March 2020, the potential truth regarding the virus's origins. Is this why he recently started positing the position that the virus could have been man-made in a lab? Well, the saddest part, aside from the deaths and injuries of all of this, is that there are plenty of people who will simply shrug off all the thousands of emails. If you're interested in reading and downloading the emails, I've got a link in the transcript. Now, globalists, unfortunately, put the world on fire with a virus that was most likely created in a lab in Wuhan, China. Now, the only way any of this will take you by surprise is if you are completely unaware of Satan's schemes. As frustrating as all of this might be, we need to remember that it is not necessarily what Satan is doing, although obviously we need to keep an eye on him, but what God is allowing to happen. As noted previously, the Colonial Pipeline was hacked, resulting in gas prices going excessively high. Now, with JBS Meatpacking Slaughterhouse hacked, We don't have to wonder why. It seems clear that this latest hack will result in higher meat prices and even shortages. So there's a lot going on in society globally today. Bill Gates wants everyone to eat fake meat, grown in a lab. Why? Well, the excuse is that cows are destroying the climate with all their flatulence, so there must be fewer cows. Fewer cows means less meat for everyone. But hey, people like the taste of meat. So why not create fake meat that tastes like real meat, even though there is so much soy in it that estradiol levels in men will become seriously elevated, creating higher estrogen levels and lower testosterone, ultimately creating more quote-unquote soy boys. Do I think globalists believe all the climate change emergency talk? Nope, not at all. However, I do believe they are using it to scare people into thinking the world is going to end if we don't do something. Ultimately, globalists like Satan want a world they completely control. And how better to achieve that than through fear? They want to decide who gets to live where, what job they have, what they eat, and what's ultimately available to them. Meanwhile, globalists and their families will have the best of everything without limit. The people who work for the globalists will also share in that as well, to a degree. This is exactly what occurs in China, by the way. Those completely sold out to the communist ideology in China are rewarded with better paying jobs, better places to live, more freedoms within the context of a prison life existence under a communist, or more accurately, a technocracy regime. This is ultimately what globalists have planned for the entire world, directed by Satan. Obviously, it takes a while to bring the entire world under their thumb, but this man-made virus has really made inroads. For well over a year, most of the world was shut down. Businesses went bankrupt. People got depressed and suicidal, with many ultimately killing themselves because of it. This has all been the result of globalists who have done the bidding of their god, Satan, whom they refer to, as I've stated, as Lucifer. But we need to remember that God is allowing all of this, and it's being allowed for his purposes and ultimately for his glory. This doesn't mean, though, that we are to be blind to what's transpiring or that we cannot try to work against it. I see people who have been and continue to be taken in by the lies of Fauci and others. These people obediently locked down. They got the vaccine, which is nothing more than gene therapy, in my opinion, and the opinion of many medical people, and they are still clamoring for more lockdowns and limits on freedom, all in the name of science and health, in obedience to our dear leaders. Their cognitive dissonance is telling. It has such a hold on them that they cannot admit that they were wrong, even in the face of evidence to the contrary. So what are we going to see over the next year or so with respect to the folks who have received the vaccine? Well, we will quite possibly see deaths, as well as injuries and harm from the vaccine, which are being noted by the CDC at VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. Yet the CDC doubts there's any real connection to the vaccine and those deaths or injuries. But I've got a link in my article where you can read what a Canadian vaccine expert says about the problem with the CV-19 vax. It's tragic, yet so many have and continue to line up to take the injection. If you've not taken the vax, then this article will confirm your decision. Will we find that women especially are going to become infertile, men sterile? According to the above article, the spike protein in the vaccine passes the blood-brain barrier, getting into the blood system, even though the injection is given in the shoulder muscle, tends to find its way to the ovaries and concentrates there. Now, if this vaccine doesn't outright kill people, it may cause infertility and sterility, and or create major health problems. This is primarily due to the use of the mRNA component, which has never been used in vaccines for human beings before CV-19, though they did try. Now, have globalists achieved what they hoped for? Have they completed something? Have they done something they really wanted to get done? Well, even if they have decided to throw Fauci under the bus, the negative consequences of the lockdowns and the vaccine will remain with us for quite some time. But based on the way globalists think, even if they were caught and are throwing Fauci under the bus, I don't believe they'll sit back and give up any more than Satan will, even though he fully understands where his final, quote-unquote, resting place will be in the lake of fire for all eternity. It is very helpful for us as Christians to remember that in these days, Paul has told us that evil men will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. It is the nature of fallen people to want to cheat, lie, steal, rebel, and destroy. It is the natural reaction to God and life itself. Remember Psalm 2? John Bevere wrote a book titled The Fear of the Lord. In it, he discusses the truth behind the reasons to fear the Lord. He says this, "Discover the key to intimately knowing God. It positions your heart to receive answers, promises divine protection, provides clarity and direction, produces riches, honor, and life," unquote. And Bevere also states, quote, "Holy fear is the key to God's sure foundation, unlocking the treasures of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge," unquote. Now, I don't believe we can keep Satan from doing what God is allowing him to do. That's not even something we should try to do. It would be a waste of energy. However, in the midst of Satan's evil activities that are designed to destroy life, we do not have to be taken in. We can rise above all of it. And we do so by a proper, growing fear of the Lord, through which God enables us with wisdom from on high to meet the challenges we face daily. You do not have to be taken in by the wiles and strategies of Satan. But if you do not learn to fear and grow in that fear of the Lord, you will be taken in. The choice is yours. Go with God, always. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.